Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Build Each Other Up.
So our two readings today is about love, and the first reading will kind of express the kind of love God has for his people. And the second reading is the love we should express to each other. So we're going to start with Hosea chapter 11.
When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt, I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to let them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword rages in their cities. It consumes their oracle priests and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me. To the Most High they call, but he does not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. For I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord who roars like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria, and I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our New Testament reading is taken from the epistle, the letter to the Corinthians.
Pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts, and especially that you may have prophecy. For those who speak in a tongue do not speak to other people, but to God. For nobody understands them, since they are speaking mysteries in the Spirit. On the other hand, those who prophesy speak to other people for their building up and encouragement and consolation. Those who speak in a tongue build up themselves, but those who prophesy build up the church. Now I would like all of you to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. One who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you unless I speak to you in some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching? It is the same way with lifeless instruments that produce sound, such as flute or a harp. If they do not give distinct notes, how will anyone know what is being played? If the bugle gives an indistinct sound, who will be ready for battle? So with yourselves. If in a tongue you utter speech that is not intelligible, how will anyone know what is being said? For you will be speaking into the air. There are doubtless many different kinds of sounds in the world, and nothing is without sound. If then I do not know the meaning of a sound, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker a foreigner to me. So with yourselves, since you are eager for spiritual gifts, strive to excel in them for building up the church. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray for the power to interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive. What should I do then? I will pray with the spirit, but I will pray with the mind also. I will sing praise with the spirit, but I will sing praise with the mind also. Otherwise, if you say a blessing with the spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say the amen to your thanksgiving, since the outsider does not know what you're saying? For you may give thanks well enough, but the other person is not built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak five words with my mind in order to instruct others also than 10,000 words in a tongue. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so very much. So as I said, two readings that speaks of love and the importance of building up. And in our first reading, we have God's love towards his people, Israel. And that's extended to us as the people of God who have come to believe in God's love shown in Jesus Christ. What strikes me here is that kind of tender love of a father towards a son, that picture of how much God cared and still cares for his people, how much he does for them. And kind of the main words that comes through are God cares, God instructs, God protects, and God provides all areas of work of a father or a mother. If you are a mum or a dad, maybe your children are now very much grown up. For myself, they're still all at home. And I know that with Dave is the same. And of course, the caring, the protecting, the provision, the providing, and the instructing are part of our daily kind of work. And I don't know, for David or for others, we often feel we could do a little bit better. And I often feel I need kind of strength to do those. But God's care, God's protection, God's provision, and God's instructions are perfect. But Israel's were constantly going towards other sources of caring, or other source of protection, or other source of instruction, and not listening to what God had given them through Moses and the kind of way of life that God had provided to them. One of the sentences that really struck me is towards the end, when he says, "My compassion grows warm and tender despite their disobedience," that he will not again destroy, he will not again punish. And he says, "For I am God, not a mortal, the Holy One in your midst." Now, when I hear the word Holy Ones and God and disobedience, I usually equate that with, well, wrath is coming because God is holy. But here says, "The Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath." God in this instance comes with compassion and with longing for them to come back. And makes me think of what God accomplished through Christ. Through Christ, his wrath has been shown in a sense of his righteousness, that sin, disobedience always end up in violence. And it is our sins that put Jesus on the cross, because that's what our disobedience or rebellion brings. It brings violence in one way or another. And that has been dealt once and for all. And the gospel we proclaim is a gospel of good news, that we have a way not to be under God's judgment anymore, for those who in faith accept the gift of forgiveness, the gift of reconciliation. And for those who have experienced that gift, God promised an aid, an advocate, a comforter, one that will enable us to live a life that express God's character, and that's the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit, he gives gifts to the church, abilities to help the church to grow. And that's the context of this passage in the church of Corinthians. There were desiring spiritual gift, but they were having some gifts a little bit more important than others. And in this instance, the gift of speaking in tongue. Now, it might be a bit strange for you, that gift, speaking in tongue. That's basically a tongue, we could say a heavenly tongue, not in one way, a tongue of this world. And some people receive that gift and are able to praise God, to sing in a tongue that no one really recognizes. And because no one recognizes, no one understands what the person is saying. So Paul says, if you truly love, then you will also ask for God's gift of interpretation so that everyone can understand what you just said. So the gift of speaking in tongue is a good gift, but within other Christian, in the worship time, it needs to be interpreted. The gift of prophecy here speaks of having words that will build up. It speaks of building up, encouraging, or comforting. And I think in our world, in our time of great anxiety and stress, we all need to be encouraged, to be consoled, to be built up. So as an expression of God's love in the life of our church, in our families, how do we learn by God's grace to build each other up? One of the great examples for me in the last 2 months, I would say, is a man called Chris Doyle in my church, who have been an amazing person building up a group of actors as they've been training to do some performances at St. James in the stable manners. And it was just a joy for me to see how he was skilled in building others up, despite sometimes the wobbles of having to learn our lines and things not going very well all the time. He was always encouraging, always positive, always building up. Living together as a family of brothers and sisters is not easy. And it's easy to get critical or see the things that are not working well. So for me, I want to ask God's help to see differently and to see my brothers and sisters and my family and the world through God's eyes, God's loving eyes, to have that compassion that God has expressed in the first passage, and to have that love for my brothers and sisters, and to seek to build up, to comfort and to encourage. So let's pray for that as we go into our time of prayer, that we will be seen by others as people that build up, that encourage, and that comfort. And when there is need to challenge, that does that with sensitivity and always in love. So let's pray for our day and its task, the world and its needs, the church and her life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you today for reminding us that you love us. That even when we see darkness around us, we know that your intentions are always to bring healing, to bring reconciliation, and that you must be heartbroken with the state of our world. Lord, where those sufferings are our own doings, personal doings, Lord, help us to be changed and transformed. Help us to see differently and to allow your love to transform those circumstances. And for the big sufferings of our world, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us when we look for wrong places and to try to find solution instead of asking you wisdom and asking you courage to be people of justice, of mercy, and of walking humbly before you. So today, open our eyes that we will see our families, our friends, our neighbors, and whoever we meet with your eyes. And Lord, fill us with those gifts of the Holy Spirit, that when we speak, there will be words of building up, or words of comfort, or words of encouragement, words of life, not of death. We ask in your name, Jesus. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.